Boom.
Live. Okay, what number? Nine what?
900 and, I don't know, 14? 12.
13? Okay, let's say 913.
Over 900. We're heading to 1,000, TC.
I love this. Big, and you know what? We have a big 1,000 show deal coming up.
I don't know. Yeah, we got plans.
We're going to plan something good.
Yeah, something big.
By the way, welcome back, everybody. We're here at the Off the Lip Radio Show in beautiful Santa Cruz, California, live from the Boardroom Skateboard Shop. And it's still kind of politics month, Neil.
We have two more political shows.
We're going back to some bands. But last night we had Rufo.
We're going to go back to bands.
Yeah.
We're going to go back to music and fuck this politics bullshit.
But we did a little surf gig last night with Rufo and Shane. You can tune in.
Yeah, it was fun.
Great show about the board riders. But tonight, can you see that?
Well, this is probably the biggest political fight in Santa Cruz right now, I would imagine. District 2.
By the way, Kristen, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You have thrown your hat into the district that's a hotbed.
Hotbed.
Just politics, emotions, sizzling hot, right?
Sizzling hot.
The people who live in that district, I feel like they all have different things that they want. But before we get there, I just want to swing full circle. I want you to, who are watching, know a little bit about yourself. You said earlier, you're a fourth generation Capitola resident.
Mm-hmm. She's currently the Capitola mayor.
The current mayor.
Yep.
But you do all kinds of stuff. But how did you get into this, and what has led you to today?
Sure. So, like you said, my family's been in the county for four generations. Police, sheriff, fire, school district. I've been on Capitola City Council for the last 8 years. I was the mayor in 2020 during the pandemic. I'm the mayor this year. But other than that, I've had 13 years working in public policy. I worked for Congressman Sam Farr. I worked for Congressman Jimmy Panetta. I'm currently the vice president of government relations at the company I work with at my day job. I'm the chair of the board for the Regional Transportation Commission for the Metro Transit District. I've been on the board of the Association of Monterey Bay Area Governments for the past 8 years now, and I was president of the board when we did our regional housing needs assessment process. So I love this work. I know this work, and I love this work.
You must have the biggest business card there, isn't it?
Well, I was also going to say, does your husband miss you? One of those things that's like folds open.
Which one do you want?
But you're recently married.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
The old man's into this?
Oh, yeah. He's incredibly supportive. Like, I couldn't do it without him.
So it's cool that you're just going to be gone forever.
I think he probably enjoys it. No.
Oh. Hey, if you're watching, call in. What's his name?
Nick,
if you're, mention something on that.
So I mentioned something about Aptosia today. The Aptos Facebook.
Okay, first off, they don't like you.
They don't like me.
No.
I don't know.
You were a resident down there, but you did blow up a few parties. They weren't happy with you.
I brought music to Seascape Resort. Yeah. They all loved that shit.
They did, yeah. They loved it. So you get back to Aptosia. You posted on that we were having Kristen on the show tonight.
Yeah, because the second district is important to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And there's more people vying for that seat than any other, right?
There's five in second district. I think there's five in the fifth district also. Okay.
So can you explain the district a little bit so people who aren't familiar with it? What does it encompass?
So it goes essentially, there's a little bit on the other side, but for the most part, it's where Soquel Creek cuts through Capitola Village all the way south to Green Valley Road in Watsonville.
Gotcha.
And so it covers Aptos, Seacliff, Seascape, Coralitas, Freedom, La Selva, Day Valley, and then parts of Watsonville, a little bit of Capitola. Yeah.
So you live in the district.
Yeah.
You're in the village.
I am.
All right. That's awesome. It takes a big commitment to make this journey.
Yeah.
Somebody must have sort of gave you the
She's already.
And the push.
She's already. He,
I know. The mayor,
she's got
Capitola,
one foot in the door.
Step, though, who was it? Somebody must have helped you along that.
So the original, I got to go back, because the original push, like, I was just finishing up my bachelor's degree, late 20s and working in the Capitola Historical Museum and on the board of directors for the Community Action Board of Santa Cruz County, which I've been on for 9 years. And then council member in Capitola, Stephanie Harlan, reached out to me and took me to lunch and said, you should consider running for city council. I was like, no way. Like, I'm not qualified. She goes, of course you're qualified. And so I started thinking about it and I went, oh, wait, okay, yeah, I know the community. I'm involved in the community. You're right, I am qualified. And so I ran for city council. And so it's that push of someone telling you, especially for women, like, you got to get into
this. Did you have little things in the closet that you didn't want to come out?
Not really. I mean, the tattoos are visible, so, I mean, that's the worst I have to offer. Yeah.
You and I run for office, no way.
I'm good.
No.
She's good. Yeah.
I just spent an hour with you guys. I know all the skeletons, if anyone wants to know. Selling secrets here. But for supervisor level, just over the 8 years on city council, being involved in all this regional stuff with Association of Monterey Bay Area Governments and RTC and Metro and other things, I started to see bigger and bigger pictures. And then I've also been involved at the state level and at the federal level, and I started to see how all of these things are connected. And so sometimes our problems are created by systems, but sometimes the solutions come from these same systems. And so I wanted to be able to serve the residents of District 2 in a ways beyond just city council, right? So city council mm-hmm. is just one city, but the district is a larger ability right. to serve the residents.
How many residents in that district? Do you know the number?
It's like 50-ish something. So there's 250-ish thousand in the whole county, mm-hmm. and then they're pretty much equally divided amongst the districts.
Do you think that TC, you and I'm going to be riding a train here from Watsonville to Santa Cruz? Anytime, not a lifetime.
In our lifetimes?
Yep.
Just straight in with the straight dagger in. Question. Let's do it. Not even messing
Let's
around.
Do it.
Yeah.
I grew up with trains. You see, you know.
I know you love trains.
I know.
But you grew up riding them. No, I think that's a great question.
Yeah, that's going to depend on what the residents want. So right now, Measure D, we had a couple years ago, and the residents said we want to continue.
Measure D, which said yes.
I just got started.
The thing was all fucked up. You voted yes because you didn't want the train, and no because you fucking wanted the train, right?
Well, it was very confusing.
It was totally confusing.
Whoever actually created that initiative.
You knew people who voted the wrong way. Going,
absolutely. My neighbors voted the wrong way. I had neighbors that were like, I literally voted the wrong way, and they bamboozled me.
And the democratic process and voting, that's what we've got to tell us what people want. So we can't look at some elections and go, mm-hmm. well, the outcome's not what we wanted, so we don't want to believe that.
Right.
And then look at others and say, the outcome's what we wanted, so we're going to believe that. So the outcome is what it was, regardless.
Absolutely. No,
and
I agree.
So, you know, we've got at the Regional Transportation Commission, we got our project concept report for passenger rail coming out late this year, early next year.
Yeah.
That's going to answer a lot of questions yeah. about rail alignment, about cost, about ridership. So many questions are going to be answered with that particular document. But then we're looking at a longer timeline, right? By 2027.
Have we not done that before?
No.
That study?
So that's no, there's been other
there's
studies.
There's a lot of studies. I know a lot of studies.
A lot of studies.
But we never did that one yet.
Not that one.
Okay. That seems important, though.
It's an important one.
Capitola. The trestle.
Yes.
You got that was bought used.
Yeah, they moved
it. It was bought from a used car lot.
A used car lot? I don't know if it was a car lot.
I think it was built.
There was like a hay trailer.
There's
a root beer truck
used
and a
bridges.
Bridge.
I think
used
it's bridges. Like a yard
sale. Hang on. Usedbridges.com.
Right. Well, it's
the
well, first
thing
off,
we
know that bridge is not going to be part of the program.
It's got bigger holes in it than you can. Right.
It's not part of the program. So
yeah, it'll need to be replaced.
It'll need to be replaced.
At what cost?
We don't exactly know yet.
You're going to buy another used bridge?
No.
It's first off.
You live 50 yards from the train.
I live 1 foot from the train tracks.
Right. And you live 50 yards from that trestle.
Can I just tell you some stories? Because I've lived in my house for over 40 years, and it's on the stretch where there's a turn, and then there's the trestle. Mm-hmm. And forever it went to Wrigley's and Big Creek, but at night, sometimes it would be late. And those guys had to get home. The wife was pissed. Dinner's on the table. And literally this train would go by at like 50. And it's supposed to go by at like 12. But he just knew the engineer was in deep trouble. And my wife and I would be like, What the? No way it's making the corner. There's no way it's going to survive the trestle. Because I don't even know how it could do that. Like, literally, terrifying speeds.
Yeah, there will need to be some track realignment. Some of those corners are...
Track realignment?
Track realignment.
You've got, we talked about tonight kids on electric bikes. I don't know. I just feel like
you really decided you were going to talk about this tonight,
the
huh?
The first dead kid we have, God bless, you know, I hate to say this, but the first dead we get hit by a train.
I'll let you know, because I said earlier my father was a railway expert and was responsible for the Marin County line, mm-hmm. and he was purchasing that, and he always said that people and trains don't mix. Mm-hmm. And that's how they decide to do that, because how you fence a train off from the public is going to be a very interesting situation, and a big liability. But I like what you said. There is no decision on this. The corridor was purchased with funds given to the state of California to Santa Cruz
state,
County,
yes.
by the
uh-huh.
state to Santa Cruz, to purchase the corridor. Yes. What happens next will be up to people who vote, right?
Well, the funds were given to us to purchase the corridor specifically for passenger rail, mm-hmm. right? So we have an obligation to continue planning for a future with passenger rail.
Right.
And so that's where we're at.
And if there's a point where it just doesn't pencil out, then you deal with the state of whatever happens at that point, right?
Well, the timeline we're looking at right now is around 2027, I think it is when we're expecting to have some kind of project approval of, like, we're moving forward, this is it, here mm-hmm. we go. And then by around 2032 is when we expect construction to start. Between then, probably 2028, because that's the election year, we're going to have to ask people if they're ready to pay for it.
How old are you going to be in 2032?
Where am I going to be?
How old are you going to be?
Actually, 2032?
Just old.
Yeah. Not riding a train? I don't know what I'm going to be doing.
That's a long time.
But do you think, have you always been supportive of the train? Have you always been supportive? Or?
My thoughts on this have evolved over time. So yeah. Originally there was a vote on a business plan several years ago, and it was 12 people on the RTC, and it was a 6-6 vote, and I was one of the six that voted against it. And over time, my thinking about that has changed. Originally, when I voted against it...
Did you change it by yourself? Or did somebody just information that you received help you change
it? It was a multitude of reasons. So partially, it was about the Metro Transit District. I'm on the board there. And originally, some of the leadership was saying, this is going to take money away from Metro. If we get a train, don't support it. And then we got new leadership in that said, actually, Metro could be the one to operate the train. There's no reason that we should be in conflict. And I agree with that wholeheartedly. And so that started to change my opinion on things. And then Measure D, the most recent Measure D happened, and overwhelmingly throughout the county, the voters told us, we want you to continue planning for passenger rail. Right. And I'm the kind of person that thinks when you get new information, you need to factor it into your decision making. And so I got new information that came into my decision making.
Okay.
And I'm not about to like stomp my feet and say, I'm right and you're wrong. The
right.
voters told me what they expect me to do as an
okay.
elected representative.
Okay.
And so I'm going to continue to do that.
Okay.
And so, and then since then, it's just continued to evolve in understanding the benefit of public transit and the need for this. And so I will continue on that because
very,
I feel like that's
a very important question for her.
Okay.
A very important question for you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I want you to tell me your favorite Marianne's flavor of ice cream.
Oh. Ooh. Marianne's is
don't
so
fuck
good.
Around.
This is
don't fuck about. Okay, this is very
favorite
important.
Flavor.
This could hang on. You just
is this a winner
balance
election
of you party? Getting the vote or not?
Mm.
I'm not kidding you.
It's that important?
Oh, I've asked this question for a lot of people, and people go, oh.
What's your favorite?
Heaven.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Do you have one?
When are you gonna go?
It's
Mia,
just,
what's
it's just plain chocolate. It's not that exciting.
Plain chocolate.
Just chocolate.
Good call.
But I have different favorite flavors in different ice cream places throughout the county. So like.
You're greedy.
Mary, what?
Greedy.
I'm greedy? That's fair. I'm greedy with my
ice cream.
That's I'll
I
take
want
it
all.
I'll take it.
Besides, obviously, the corridor, what other things going on in the district are top of the list?
Housing. Housing's a really big issue throughout the county and
in
district,
that's
too.
That's everybody's, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh. You see with me.
Oh, we got special guests.
Oh, I thought you were, like, trying
who
to be
this?
Quiet because it was filming.
What's up, bud?
How are you?
Hey, Tom.
Hi, I'm Kristen.
Kristen, hey, Logan.
Nice to meet you.
Cool, right on.
Nice to meet you, Logan. So let's get back to this. Housing,
housing.
Is there a solution to housing?
I mean, we've got a problem with housing affordability, housing availability. We've got an issue with younger individuals and couples and families not being able to stay in the county because they can't afford to live here anymore. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the things that I see are addressing housing by removing the barriers to developing housing, so streamlining the permitting process, ensuring that we are incentivizing housing. So if someone is going to build a housing development that is near transit, then we should incentivize that. If someone's going to build housing that's mostly affordable housing, we need to incentivize that. If someone's going to build housing that they are deed restricting it for seniors or workforce or people that, you know, work within 2 miles of the actual housing development, we need to incentivize that. And the way that we can incentivize it is with things like density bonuses, floor area ratio increases. This is the way that we incentivize people to build the kind of housing that we want here, because it's either a carrot or a stick, right? We're either incentivizing them for doing what we want or punishing them for not doing what we want. And that's, I think, the incentivizing
TC,
is the way we're going
to
do it.
Well, in
Santa Cruz, very well said. Thank you. TC, real quick.
Yeah.
Mike Parisi here online.
Yeah.
The tracks will need to be removed. It's only a matter of time. Dude, you're gonna come forward a little
bit
on that.
Well, no, I think what he's saying is the current tracks will not work for the new train, and they will come out. Whether there is, I mean, correct?
There will be some realignment at the very least.
I've been told to get Barry, this is from Mike Parisi, get Barry Scott on here and ask him about his director of at a greenwashing petroleum lobby.
I don't know anything about that.
Would you want to have a really good band here playing fucking rock and
roll? I love rock and roll. Are you kidding me?
Would you want to hear about the
I am a huge fan of live music.
Petroleum lobby or rock and roll?
Petroleum lobby?
I vote rock and roll.
Yeah, rock and roll for sure.
I'll take a band.
I
Why don't we have a band here now?
We all love live music.
Where is it?
I want to say something about what you're saying about the permitting, streamlining it.
Yeah.
Santa Cruz is the slowest in the state of California.
For what?
It's really
to
slow.
Get a permit to like remodel your kitchen. I know, because I'm waiting on one. If anybody's watching, like, hook a brother up, man.
You're just throwing yourself under the bus.
Why?
If your guy comes out, you get shit done. You? No.
I'm holding the backpack ransom. But I mean, it seems like that's a huge part of it. You know, people are discouraged to invest in doing stuff just based on the fact that they feel like they'll never be able to get it done.
Yeah.
And I'm in the middle of that.
Yeah.
Okay, so housing. Hang on. Housing. What's next?
Housing, transportation, climate change.
Climate change. And that's...
Hang on.
Okay.
Climate change.
Yeah.
Okay? Climate change. All these people are lined up to take care, to fix climate change. All this shit's going on the west side, the lane, right?
Me sandbagging my business every week?
Right.
It's... Are we going to try? Are we discouraging Mother Nature from wrecking what we got, what we have?
Mother Nature is going to do what she wants to do.
No shit.
Our opportunity here is to prepare for what's coming, to make sure our infrastructure is resilient to what's coming, and then, you know, also we just need to consider what we're doing that could make this better or worse. So.
I feel like there's also deniers.
Oh, totally.
And deniers that are fighting you to not believe in climate change.
Okay. If they don't want to believe that it's climate change, I've had people tell me, like, we've seen these kind of weather patterns throughout my life. It's not climate change. It's just a cycle. Fine. If you want to think it's a cycle, it's a cycle. But we still need to prepare for what that means for our infrastructure, for our communities, for disaster preparedness, for disaster recovery. I know that it's climate change. People who don't want to say that it's climate change, there's still impacts that we need to prepare to deal with.
Unfortunately, I'll just call it out. The GOP doesn't believe in science.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a huge problem.
And I'm not going to convince them.
Yeah, and no one's going to convince them, but maybe they should go back to school and take a science class, because it used to not flood this much. The Capitola Wharf used to not get knocked over as much.
It's regular now, huh?
Yeah.
We're in kind of a normal cycle. Yeah.
She has to comment on the fence.
Oh,
what fence?
Aptosia has been going
the fence.
Richter
on the
people thinking that the beach is private property.
It's not. No, that's public access.
Yeah.
I think the Coastal Commission made it very clear that this is a public walkway and it needs to be made open to the public. So, you know, the property owners are choosing to exercise their rights to take it to court, and good on them. But As far as I can tell, that's public property. Coastal access right. is open to the public.
I say good luck because I was around for the privates.
And when they bought this property, they
and
knew.
And privates is public now.
Right, yes.
And when they bought this property, they knew what they were getting into.
Maybe. I don't know. I wasn't around when they bought the property, but I know what the Coastal Commission said now, and that's public property.
Well, I'm sure it's in the deeds, right, when they bought the property?
For sure, it's in the deeds.
I have to say in the deed, like, this is a public
property. I also feel like if you're going to buy a beach house, don't try to make the beach private.
No. Right.
You know, like, if you're buying a beach house because you want to have access to the beach.
Right.
Right.
And the state of California has deemed that we all have access to the beach.
Yeah.
Look what's going on up there in Half Moon Bay in San Mateo
County. Yeah, up there, yeah.
Yeah, he lost.
Yeah.
The gates open. Look what happened to privates. They lost. The gates open.
Yeah.
I've driven by there multiple times. Sometimes the gates open. Most of the times it's still closed.
Even when it's closed, though, you can open it. It's not locked anymore.
It's not locked, it's locked anymore?
Yeah. Yeah, it's open now. And, you know, the it's sort of selfish in a way. And it goes back to, I said this earlier to you, Neil. It's like you live in a subdivision and there's a basketball court.
Yeah.
And the people whose houses border the basketball court, they put a fence around it.
Yeah, no one can play.
It's our basketball court. Yeah. Nobody else gets to play.
They just look at it.
Yeah,
don't
It's because it's in front of our house, it's ours.
Yeah.
And that's bullshit, people. So if you don't like it, move. Don't buy a house next to an airport and say airplanes are noisy. Don't buy a house at the beach and say I don't want people on the beach.
Don't buy a house next to Speedway and say it's not.
Yeah, don't buy a house next to the racetrack and say it's noisy. Like, don't do that. Go, if you want privacy, go up Old San Jose Road. There's some beautiful property up there.
Yeah. That's all I got to say to that. So, can I ask a quick question about the building really quick? So you're talking about building.
Yeah, you're up.
Yeah, yeah. Are the new, they're like laxing laws on ADUs and like, and JADUs and stuff, has that helped people? You know, they're easing up on a lot of restrictions. Like, that's probably helping, right?
So in the city of Capitola, we created some, like, pre-approved ADU plans. So if you come into the city and say, this is what I want to build, we're like, here's your permit, have fun. Because we've already gone through the whole process and said, this is what...
That's brand new. It's an over-the-counter, basically an over-the-counter permit if you follow the exact
plans. So it's almost like a prefab.
Yeah, it's a prefab. Yeah. Because all you're looking at is basically a studio, right? With a bathroom, you know, basically.
And the county's working with a company. I want to say the company's called Hello ADU. They're doing similar stuff. So, I mean.
To me, that's huge. Because what our town lacks is entry-level housing.
Yes. Mm. 100%.
That's always a studio, a converted to garage. And I know there's a thing with converted garages, but there's a million of them in this town.
Oh, yeah.
I could talk about that all day because a lot of my rentals are, I mean, the cheapest rental I'll find is maybe a studio that's like a few hundred square feet. I do property management out here. And it'll be like $1,600 for like just a little studio. Yeah.
But that's entry level now.
We need more of those smaller units.
My husband and I live in a 450 square foot apartment in Capitola Village with a dog and a cat. It's a one bedroom. We love it. We've been there for 6 years.
You guys kill each other?
No.
You just send them to the room. Like, go get in your room.
Now I'm wondering.
Did Nick comment yet?
Was Nick is he commenting?
Commenting. Is Nick commenting?
No comment.
At least you get top pets. That's cool.
We do, yeah. That's and, then, top cool. and that's three, another thing. It's really hard to find places around here that allow pets.
Top three things you want to check. Will you get you get into office March 6th?
Mm-hmm. March 5th is the primary election.
March 5th,
if
let's
someone
go.
Gets 50% plus one of the vote, then
top
they
three
win.
Things you want to change.
Top three.
Yeah.
So I want to address housing affordability.
I don't know. You know, I've been living in this town a long time. Uh-huh. Know a lot of people, and it's not as half as many as he does. Okay, we know it fucking everybody. I don't know anybody who's got a. Neil, I just got this fucking affordable house for $400,000.
Dirt cheap.
That's why we got to address it.
2% interest rate. I've got a 90-year loan. It's dirt cheap. Right. Do you know anybody, TC?
You know what? My children left.
Dude.
They couldn't live here.
All of my family. I said, fourth-generation resident.
Affordable housing, is anybody getting into an affordable house?
We're working on an affordable housing, 100% affordable housing development in the city of Capitola.
You want to know where affordable housing is?
Your house.
Merced.
Merced.
Dude, let's go there.
Yeah, I mean, but honestly,
let's go there. Do the show in Merced.
There's a reason why Santa Cruz is expensive. Look at how amazing it is.
I got a good stat right here. So last 2023 was last year, right? 2 out of 5 homes that sold in Santa Cruz were all cash. Mm-hmm. 2 out of 5.
I saw that. I saw that story the other day.
Yeah. We got so much money on in Silicon Valley, just like.
Well, the front row is all empty. Yeah. You know, like that's what's going on. We're second home.
Tons of vacation.
Well, and I recently bought a little house in Bend, Oregon, and that's the Portland and Seattle's second home. Mm. Is where it is. There's a lot of empty homes. And that's going back to what we were saying earlier, Kristen. We said giving a tax break to the older people that have these big homes that don't want that capital gains. We had Jimmy Panetta on the show.
Working on that.
Yeah, he was pushing that.
Because Jimmy Panetta had a couple of beers.
Well, he's going to work for us, too.
He deserves a couple of beers. He's working hard. I used to work for
Panetta. Here we go.
He's doing good work.
Are you behind that program, too, to have that? Because that's a lot of...
Yeah, absolutely. He's doing really good work for us. I worked for him before, and I worked for Sam Farr before that, like... We've got good members of Congress that have been represented.
I'm going to see you tomorrow morning downtown Cafe Rio, and we're going to take the you and I are going to take the fence down.
We're going to take the fence down?
Yeah.
I don't think I have the muscles for that.
It's just a little green thing. You knock it over.
Question for you.
Yeah.
You told me tonight you've done a lot of interviews, okay?
Yeah.
Tons.
Lots of questionnaires.
Is this the worst one you've done, or...
Is this the worst one I've done?
Is this the worst?
You're probably going to get me in the most trouble, but I don't think it's the worst one I've done.
We'll read the comments later.
Yes.
But,
although I did say that I like Las Vegas, and that got me in some trouble, so I guess it couldn't be...
Yeah, you're a Vegas gal.
But hold on, hang on. And while we're on this...
let's just talk about your Las Vegas trip. Your Las Vegas trip like a month ago. No, 2 weeks ago.
That was great.
With the big suite and the whole thing.
My hotel room had 3 bathrooms.
Did you?
It was awesome. Oh, yeah.
Did you
it had a sauna.
Did you make love to your wife in every bathroom?
By the way, she's watching.
Yeah, I think she crossed the line.
Now, let me just let it be known that we had a great time.
Yeah.
Our room had a sauna.
That needs to be said.
We went in there and poured water on the rocks in our room.
Killer.
Yeah. Our room had a gym.
Stop.
In our room, we had a gym. Yeah, it was amazing.
And
we
went and saw
you.
We saw you.
Did you go
to the Sphere?
Did you go lift weights?
I did not lift weights, but I did go in the sauna.
Did you go lift your wife?
Yeah, it was amazing. By the way, if you haven't been to the Sphere, I highly recommend it. It was out of this world.
It looks really cool from the outside.
Out of this world. The graphics and the sound. There's 1,000 speakers in that building, and you don't see one of them.
I think this
you went to see you too?
Yeah.
While
we're on rock and roll, you said you're a musician.
I am a musician.
And you've played in bands.
I have.
And what is your forte?
I'm a guitar player and a vocalist, but I'm a better vocalist than I am a guitar player.
How many tattoos do you have?
2.
How many tattoos do you have?
Well, it depends. Like, is this one tattoo or is that 4?
That's like a lot of tattoos.
How many do you have?
1.
Mom? I consider myself a permanent art collector.
Good.
I'm an art collector. I'm an art aficionado.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
If you want to know, if you want to meet someone who can commit to things, you need someone that has tattoos.
You win. Mm-hmm. 5 years. You win. Aptos District 2. Where are we going to be in 5 years? What are you bringing? What are you going to change?
Let's talk about the fucking roads. Okay.
I
had to quit skateboarding because the goddamn potholes are so big.
The roads are bad.
Right? The roads, fuck, the train. Yeah, we got the train. We got the our roads in Aptos.
Trains don't operate on roads.
Roads on Aptos are brutal.
Yeah.
There's not one that's like, you have literally, I know that pothole. I know that one.
You know my name?
I know one. Right? It's bad.
It is bad.
It's that came up a lot on Aptosia's little thing today.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course. So the county is chronically underfunded. We only get like 13 cents on the dollar for our property tax dollars. It's not enough to cover the, 600 miles of county roads that need to be paved.
My brother lives, God bless him, lives in New Jersey on the Jersey Shore. You have to pay to be on the roads.
Uh-huh.
But you know what? The roads that they have are perfect.
Hmm.
Well, we should have some kind of toll system here, perhaps, where people can kick in a little dough.
But you know what's crazy? Right. Our property tax funds that.
Our really bad roads aren't the roads that people would toll to be on.
We have the most expensive housing in the country. And the property tax we're collecting from the most expensive houses in the country filling potholes.
It's not enough. Because we have other services we got to take care of. There's just about more people in the unincorporated county than there are in all of the incorporated cities combined.
Right.
So the county is covering more of the city services than any of the individual cities are, and that's roads, public safety. I mean, these are all things that the county needs to cover. And so when we're looking at the roads, this is the way I talk to people about it, is think about it as like red, yellow, and green roads. The red roads are just terrible. They're falling apart. They're really bad. Yellow roads, they're getting there, but they're not horrible yet. And the green roads, they're fine. We just fixed them.
Yeah.
The yellow roads are in danger and becoming the red roads. And the red roads are the most expensive to fix. Yeah. So we need to deal with those yellow roads so they don't fall into such disrepair that they become the red, because then it costs millions of dollars to repair one road. And we have a whole 600 miles of road.
We just want the person that's going to take care of that.
I'm working on it.
You are. Working on it. So God bless you.
Here's the other thing. A lot of the road repair money, it comes through a whole system, right? Federal funds, state funds, that has to go through the Association of Monterey Bay Area Governments, which is a metropolitan planning organization. And then it comes through the RTC. The county puts together proposals to get funding from from these sources that comes through the RTC. So back in December, we put, 30-something odd million dollars of grant funding from the state and federal government into our roads, and another 32-something-odd million dollars into our transit system. But every time we do that, each supervisor has to work with the Public Works Department and say, these are the roads that really matter to me that I want to put money towards, and they have to be regionally significant projects so that they're competitive for the grant money. So there's this whole system of how we support our road funding, our transit, our transportation. And so it's not as easy as just going in and saying, put money in this road. It's a big process, and I'm ready to do it because I've done it.
Are you the gal for the job?
I'm 100% the gal for the job.
Is she the gal for the job?
100%, she says, for the job.
You the gal for the job?
I am.
I feel like your district might have the lowest homelessness.
Well, I don't know.
Do you know?
I don't. That's a statistic that I haven't looked into.
Curious because I actually...
I've looked at the county generally, mm-hmm. and the issue of homelessness and how we address the unhoused population and the co-occurring concerns with people who are unhoused. But district-wide, no, you're right. I haven't looked into that.
I just thinking off the top of my head, I just see less of it. I think in your neck of the woods, but that's a huge drain financially and a huge drain socially for our community right now with not an answer. We've talked about this for years. There's no money. It takes money to throw at that to make any impact, and that money's not available.
But we have surveyed the unhoused population in our county, and a majority of them lived in this county before they became unhoused. And a lot of people are one paycheck away from becoming unhoused. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are like in transition. They're living in their car, they're couch surfing. What's up? Hey, girl.
Huh? Kristen's the best candidate for the job. Of course she is.
Oh, wow. You got a vote, dude.
We've worked together on council for several years. She's phenomenal.
I'm not even going to say her name because they'll cost me $50.
Should we put a thing up here so people can see her? Yeah.
That's not even for nothing.
It's not even.
You know what? If you win, congratulations.
Thank you.
I
would like to give you a chance, because we like to sort of bully you sometimes and get you to say things that we hope that you'll say that people can yell about later.
I
want to give you a chance to honestly talk and give a second or two of why people watching should vote for you. Just a quick moment to these people.
Sure. So as I mentioned at the beginning, I've got 13 years of experience in public policy. I don't just know this work, I absolutely love this work. And you want someone representing District 2 on the Board of Supervisors with energy and enthusiasm.
Stop
for
a second. I approve what you say.
Okay.
No. Jimmy, when he sat here and talked about what happens, what he does in Washington, D.C., right? It's like anybody else just coming forward doesn't know what he knows. But you're doing the same thing. You are ahead as far as what policy is and what people's concerns are. I think, she knows.
Are you? Is that an endorsement? What are you doing over there?
Endorsement. You come tell people why they should vote for me.
How many people have we endorsed?
One.
Gail Pellerin.
Exactly.
Yeah, Gail.
And we're gonna leave it right. We're gonna leave it there.
Okay. But
go ahead. But go. I'm sorry. Because you see.
Shut the fuck up for a second. Please finish.
All right.
Your constituents are there.
So where was I?
I don't fucking know. You know what? I have him as my partner, my dearest friend. Over the years, we just
Okay. Settle down over there. Please continue. I really want
I know
this.
The work. I love the work. I've got the energy and the enthusiasm and the experience and the education. I've got 4 college degrees and culminating in a master's in public administration. So I tested out of high school when I was 16 and I went straight into community college. And by the time I was 18.
It's on a TC right now.
Mm-hmm. Why? Did you test out when you were 16?
No, but I went to community college for 6 years.
For 7 years?
Yeah.
7 years.
7 years. Maybe 6 and a half. Well, I had my own
parking. He had his own parking spot.
I had my own parking spot at Cabrillo. Yeah. No, I'm not. I had my own. I had my own parking spot.
And he looked over. He looked over.
Yeah, I
only
did 4 years.
You see the waves. They go, okay, get the fuck out of here.
I had a lot of W's.
What did you major in?
Surfing.
Major?
Yeah, I majored in surfing. I got straight A's in surfing and C's and D's and everything else. My surf attendance was off the chart. Yeah, when the waves were calling, I was there right on time. So, yeah, it took me a while.
That's impressive.
Yeah, so, behold.
I mean, I can't beat that. How do I follow that?
You can't follow that.
I want to know the degrees. I'm ready to hear them out.
So, I got 2 associate's degrees by the time I was 18, 1 in liberal arts, 1 in early childhood education. I was actually a preschool teacher for, like, 6 years before I went into politics. And then I got my bachelor's degree at Cal State Monterey Bay. They had an integrated studies program where it was designed for people who had very specific career and life goals. And so I got to work with these PhD advisors who helped me integrate other programs into one program. Okay. And so I integrated communication, politics, and global studies, and I majored in political communication. And that was at Monterey Bay. And then I got my master's through Cal State Northridge. It was a hybrid program, online and in person. And I majored in, I got my master's in public administration with an emphasis in public sector management and leadership.
That's a go-getter right there, Neil.
I like to learn.
What did you think about coming on the Outlet Radio Show? What was your expectation?
Well, I'd already met you, so I...
I know, but that, you're right. But what was your expectation of him and I and doing the show together?
I've seen the show before. This was pretty much
it. Pretty normal show.
It was a pretty normal show,
Is this the best political show you can be on?
It was... It's very laid back.
Yeah.
You know, it's very congenial.
Yeah.
We have fun.
Yeah.
And I will always say this, and I said it to you earlier. The ones who try... are the winners.
He's right.
Because you're trying to make a difference in our community.
I'm really trying
to make a difference. So whatever happens in our future, and I it sounds like there'll probably be a runoff. Maybe. There's 5 people.
There's five people in this race.
So it's not over. Are you ready for this? Like, suddenly it's...
Oh, I'm so
You got
ready.
Round 2 coming up.
I think she's a wrestler. She's ready to tackle it on.
Well, you're definitely a go-getter. I mean, you're currently the mayor of Capitola. Yeah. And
I was the mayor in 2020 during the pandemic. Yeah.
What's harder, the pandemic or storms?
They're both really difficult. The pandemic was really hard because people's lives were at stake.
And there was so much confusion.
There was a lot of confusion. Yeah. Every week was a new update. We were meeting with the health officer every week, trying to share that information. People were upset. They were scared. They were angry. Understandably, we all were.
We have a lot of live music. Him and I just put on music.
And, you know, as a business owner in Capitola Village, I honestly, people are going to probably think I'm weird, but I think we got lucky in the last 2 years of the storms and how bad they possibly could have been.
Oh, yeah.
With the damage we had, it was terrible and lives were affected, but I really felt like we diverted a major disaster.
Walking through the storm damage in January of 2023 when those storms came through Capitola, I was devastated, and I thought for sure it would be years before anything.
Did Driftwood get to your house?
Years. Did Driftwood? No, it stopped one street before.
That was us.
One street before. Yeah, it stopped right at you.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were one street back from that. But I thought it would be years before anything reopened. So the fact that we saw those storms in January 23 and by Memorial Day, all but one business were reopened was unbelievable. Miraculous. Right. Our city staff worked their asses off to get those buildings reopened, to get those permits done. The county helped us out. It's always a community effort to make things happen. No one accomplishes anything.
I'm going to find you a new bridge for Capitola. Brand new.
A new bridge?
A new bridge.
I'm going online
tomorrow morning.
You're going
new
on
bridge.
Usebridges.com.
A brand new one?
Should it look like the London Bridge?
Oh, God.
A couple towers?
Yes.
Oh, geez.
Bungee jumping off the top?
Something going on. Yeah, something.
Don't even get me started.
What?
A water slide into the creek?
There used to be a water slide in Capitola.
A bridge that's going to bring people to the town.
Okay. The Stockton Bridge. Stockton Bridge brings people into the town. That's literally the only way into town from that direction.
That is the bridge.
Yeah. But anyway, who knows? We'll see. We believe in you. You're doing a good job.
Thank you.
We thank you for your service.
Thank you. It's my honor to be of service. I really enjoy
it. I agree. I want to thank you for making a difference and working hard to... And you have a thankless job. Because half the people are not going to thank you, right? Pretty much. And half will thank you. Because whatever you decide, somebody's not going to agree with.
Of course.
But the fact that you're trying to make the correct decisions and you're trying to make our community better, I thank you for that.
Thank you.
Because a lot of the complainers aren't trying shit. They just yell.
If you want to complain, vote.
They're just complainers. And so instead of complaining,
vote.
Go pick up trash at the beach. Mm. Go volunteer at a homeless center. Go do some paint graffiti. Do something to make it better before just complaining, you know? And so
even the people who are complaining against me, it's because they're for something. And, you know, I'll give them that. I'll give them that. Even the people who are against me, they're for.
Can we get you back for the next round?
I would love that.
Okay.
That would definitely be fantastic.
We're going to have her come back with Yvette Brooks, a whole bunch of people.
Yes.
Well, Capitola people have a big...
Yeah.
Andy Daly have a bit of a party here.
It'll be great.
Yeah, we'll have a good time.
We'll
have
a bash. Why is there no band?
Roll some live music. Not a band.
Okay, I like that.
Some live music. Right.
And cool. Is Yvette running for anything else coming up? Is it going to cost me money if she shows up?
Is it going to cost you money?
Yeah.
Thank you. No, this is wonderful. I appreciate the opportunity.
Is that on there?
Yeah,
you see that
it.
In there?
Yeah, it's clear. It's good.
Congrats to trying to be a winner.
Thank you.
And putting your hat in the ring. And I think that's amazing. So we wish you the best.
Thank you.
I will say this again, folks. Please vote. I don't care who you are, what you stand for. If you vote,
boom,
you're a winner too.
Tomorrow night show.
Yes.
Show number 900 a lot.
The senator?
Senator John Laird is coming back.
John Laird.
We love John.
John's
John.
An amazing
John,
guy.
You know what? John gets shit done.
He does.
Yes, he does.
Yeah,
he
John does great done. Stuff.
He doesn't fuck around in he doesn't fuck around in Sacramento. He's shit the fuck done.
You swore a lot tonight, just so you know. Is that that whiskey thing you did? I was going to say. You're all full of piss and vinegar tonight, man.
That whiskey, what was that thing called?
This politics season really has you riled up.
You wouldn't drink it. You're like, oh,
that much.
Neil, great show. John Laird, tomorrow night. Everyone, thank you for tuning in. Tyler Fox, thanks for having us on Santa Cruz.
Logan's here tonight. Thanks, Logan, for the show.
Yeah, Logan, thank you so much. We'll see you guys tomorrow night with
John Laird.
Yeah. Right here on the Offlip Radio Show. Have a lovely night, and remember to go vote, folks.
Thank you.